From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States Thursday added 8 countries to its blacklist of nations not doing enough to end human trafficking. The U.S. State Department has put Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan on the list of its 27 worst offenders, along with Myanmar, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudan, and Suriname. Kuwait and Thailand were moved off the list of the lowest-ranking nations. Secretary of State John Kerry released the 16th annual report.
We're talking about slavery, modern-day slavery, that still today claims more than 20 million victims on any given time.
Kerry said human trafficking remains a major problem in parts of the world, especially sexual slavery involving women and forced labor. Turkey says 3 suicide bombers who carried out Tuesday's attacks on an Istanbul airport were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Turkish officials continue to believe the attack was launched by Islamic State fighters. The death toll from the blasts at Europe's 3rd busiest airport has increased to 44, while more than 230 people were wounded in the attack. Police conducted raids on 16 locations in 3 Istanbul neighborhoods Thursday, arresting 13 people suspected of having links to the Islamic State group. A teenage Palestinian man entered a Jewish settlement in the West Bank Thursday and killed a 13-year-old Israeli-American girl. Halal Yaffa Ariel became the youngest victim in the current wave of Palestinian violence against Israelis. Security guards arrived on the scene and killed the attacker. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Agency says 1 in 5 children in Iraq are now at serious risk of death, injury, sexual violence, abduction, and forced recruitment into armed groups. According to the latest UNICEF report, in the past 2.5 years, an average of 50 children a month have been abducted or sexually abused. The process of replacing British Prime Minister David Cameron started in earnest Thursday. Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, has pulled out of the contest.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration to make sure that we properly fulfill the mandate of the people.
Interior Minister Theresa May, who reminds many in the Tory party of Margaret Thatcher, is now the favourite to replace Mr Cameron.
Following last week's referendum, our country needs strong, proven leadership to steer us through this period of economic and political uncertainty and to negotiate the best possible terms as we leave the European Union.
There are 5 candidates competing for the position. The commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says the detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard earlier this year was, in his words, wholly preventable. In Navy documents released Thursday, U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan said the January incident was due to poor leadership, a non-existent compliance with proper maintenance and procedures, as well as insufficient planning. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson spoke to reporters at the Pentagon about actions taken.
There was the task force commander for Task Force 56. He has been relieved, as we've announced. The commanding officer of the squadron, the Riverine Squadron, has been relieved. Additionally, the officer in charge of the detachment in Kuwait, those boats that were deployed up there, has been relieved. There are 6 other people that are they're in process right now.
Admiral Richardson said that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was also at fault.
I
please state your
Rodrigo
name.
Roa Duterte.
Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines on Thursday in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte did not take oath in front of a large public rally. He has frequently denounced the lavish lifestyle associated with the office, saying he will be traveling in a pickup truck rather than the presidential limousine. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.